be very careful, please.
Oh, yeah, we will. Like I said, I'm bringing Tom Garrett with me to watch my six, so I appreciate it. Thank
you.
Have a great morning.
And I enjoy listening to him also, so yeah. Look forward to that.
We talk with you, not at you, all day, every day, on Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHB.
This report is sponsored by the T.J. Martell Foundation. The T.J. Martell Foundation's Music's Promise for a Cure. To learn more, visit tjmartell.org. That's tjmartell.org.
Mostly sunny and windy today, highs mid to upper 50s.
It's 54 degrees at 5:30 this Thursday morning. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First on Joe Thomas in the Morning.
There will be no guns at Monday's Second Amendment rally in Richmond. Governor Ralph Northam has declared a temporary emergency, banning all weapons, including guns, from Capitol Square.
In April, the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors will adopt the next tax rate. If they don't change it at all, they will still see a 3.4% tax increase on average, because that's what assessments have gone up. As the county announced yesterday, the largest percentage increase was rural, going up 5.6%, followed by multifamily properties went up 5.5% in assessed value.
Fluvanna County officials say there was no problem with a contractor on the James River Water Supply Project. In October, a former employee said the subcontractor lied about his resume and they had to use hand-drawn maps in sensitive areas. Well, an investigation has found those allegations were false. The issue is whether or not there are Native American artifacts in the areas where the pipeline is planned to bring water to Zion Crossroads.
The United Way of Greater Charlottesville is doing their annual tax prep series known as Seville Tax Aid. Caroline Emerson and Barbara Hutchinson explains where you can access it.
The Planning District Commission on Water Street is allowing us to use their community room in the evening. It's almost directly across from the parking garage, and we'll validate parking in the garage as well, So there's no problem there.
But if you have
it's walkable
bus,
from some of the downtown neighborhoods. But yes, it's on the city bus line. We also are at University Baptist Church in the back. We will be at Carruthers Hall.
And that's good across from Rexford Shopping Center.
And it has its own parking right at the door to walk in. Finally, we are at the Brooks Family YMCA and their large community room in the evenings.
Or go online to SevilleTaxAid.com.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 54 degrees with the Bloomberg Money Minute, Fox News, and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on the station, broadcasting from Richmond Monday morning to cover the VCDL Lobby Day protests, WCHV.
Imagine opening your eyes to 20/20 vision without needing glasses or contacts. I'm Dr. Holzman, a LASIK surgeon at TLC Laser Eye Centers. For over 25 years, TLC has been North America's leading LASIK provider. In fact, over 10,000 doctors have chosen TLC for their own laser eye surgery. Let us help you get the vision you've always dreamed of having.
Don't wait for the special $650 off. Book your free LASIK consultation today. Visit TLCVision.com.
The Bloomberg Market Minute is sponsored by TLC Laser Eye Centers.
This is a Bloomberg